when I was little, I was really crazy about books about illnesses, you know, images of like skin rashes and things like that.
Meet Agnes Bodor, Hungarian transplant and neuroanatomist at the Allen Institute for Brain Science in Seattle. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and this is Sound Effect.
We had a very good family friend, and he took us to buy ice cream. And next to the ice cream shop, there was an optics store. And there was a little microscope. And I just knew I want that microscope. And I told him I want that microscope. But we were really poor. It was the communist dictatorship. Like, there was barely anything. The biggest store was big as a 7-Eleven, probably. And before Christmas, we were at home with my sister. And this family friend knocked on the door, and oh, we were so happy seeing him. And he said, I just want to leave this here, give it to your father. And he loved the packet, so I got it for Christmas. And then I was putting everything into that microscope, like little fingernail pieces and things like, oh, anything you can find. If somebody cut the finger accidentally, I run for a piece of blood, like a drop of blood. Even I was like completely crazy for it. I loved it, yes.
These days, Agnes has traded her kitty microscope for a half dozen hulking transmission electron microscopes. She's mapping the neurons in these tiny slices of mouse brain, about 2,500 times thinner than a sheet of paper. That requires some special tools.
You cut the slice, you take a little metal plate, which is also similarly tiny. Other hand hold a stick with an eyelash on it, glued together.
Wait, an actual eyelash?
An actual eyelash, actually, yes.
And human eyelash?
Yeah, some people prefer pig eyelash. You use this eyelash to make the section float on that little membrane, and then you fish it out.
Brain science has always been a passion of Agnes's, but these days she has another preoccupation.
I really love cats. Their body is just beautiful. How they move or everything is beautiful.
Agnes doesn't just admire cats. She paints them. She's a respected cat artist.
I like this one very much. It's a tuxedo cat. I painted not a long time ago.
She works in watercolors. The cat's bodies are fuzzed out and languid, culminating in these sharp, expressive little feline faces. Agnes says the act of painting and the act of picking out neural networks from a jumble of cells both involve letting her mind do its thing without directing it too much.
You cannot really think about it, because if you think, you definitely screw it up. You can't think.
Agnes has managed to juggle both of her pursuits so far, but she dreams of turning to just one of them full time. She even set up a GoFundMe page to raise money for a new lifestyle.
I wanted to go down to the desert for like at least 6 months and just paint. But I completely gave up on that because nothing happened.
If you could, would you leave your neuroscience work and go do art?
Currently, yes.
This week on Sound Effect, our theme is I'm into it. Whether it's cat art or accordions or jello wrestling, it's stories of people with very particular passions.